Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we are here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell another friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are on the Humongous Ad Network segment of our Building Fortunes Radio, and I am glad you are listening in live, or I am glad that you might be listening to one of our recordings of one of our live presentations. So thank you very much for all of your time and participation. We are here and very passionate about helping people build home-based businesses, and we're going to focus today on our Humongous Ad Network. Oh, where do I start? Let's see. We start off by saying that what is the product? Humongous Ad Network is actually a network of classified ad websites on the internet. So a long time ago, I was enamored with the concept of having classified ad websites. So I won't mention like the big names, and I don't want to be like one of the big names because that's not where my passion is. My passion is providing some software that would be available so we individually can have our own classified ad sites for the types of advertising that we do and the other people we might be able to help. Where is that rooted in? Well, a long time ago in the direct sales profession, when I first got started back in 1984 or 1985, I would be selling things in people's homes, and anybody that's ever sold anything, period, probably has heard of the no money objection or the limited money objection or the challenges that people weren't able to make the decisions that they really wanted to improve whatever portion of their life they wanted to based on money. So I know there's the uber and ultra rich and famous that, you know, can't really hang with this part of the conversation, but there's a lot of people, especially in tougher economic times, where they have to think about the money that they might spend. And if everybody had an extra $10,000 that was available, the types of purchases that I would be asking them to make were really easy purchases. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people even still, way back then for sure, but even still now, where maybe an extra $50 or $100 a month or $50 or $100 or $500 a month is a considerable expense that actually takes some thought. So I was very frustrated with that. I was showing them a product that they probably needed. I could certainly demonstrate that they could, they would use it, they wanted it, any all those types of things, and then it was still relative to the money. So I, in that previous profession, I was selling vacuums with a company called Electrolux, I could possibly solve that inevitable problem that I found them in. But that would mean that they would have to come and work for me and sell vacuums, and heck, I didn't want to sell vacuums, let alone have them sell vacuums. I did it because it was a means to an end. And when I say, heck, I didn't want to sell vacuums, every day I woke up was not my inspiration to be a vacuum cleaner salesman. I used that direct sales mechanism to be able to give me the lifestyle that I wanted. So I sold the vacuums in spite of. Now, by the way, I had fun selling the vacuums, and we sold a lot of them. And maybe even if you're listening in, you might have been one of my customers because we sold a ton of them across the Northeast and in the Midwest where I was. But I realized that although I could somehow manipulate my brain to realize that this was a good vehicle for me to be able to learn, grow, make some extra money, the person I was talking to probably couldn't do the same thing. So I was frustrated. So I was very frustrated that here I was in a situation where someone wanted to make some extra money so maybe they could buy the extra product. And if they were saying no to my product, they were probably saying no to a whole bunch of other things as well. And I felt very frustrated that I couldn't do something. So started to think, you know, the Winnie the Pooh think. I would say, how can I, those three words, how can I, is the beginning of a lot of questions that I raise to myself when I'm frustrated. How can I figure this out? How can I help them? How could I maybe give them an answer to their solution? Not that it was my responsibility, but that's the kind of person I am. How can I help? And that's when I started to take a look at, well, I guess I could probably help by helping them make some extra money. And maybe it would be through a home-based business of their choosing, but maybe I could teach them how to do that. So that how can I help them make some extra money was spawned off by the need of me trying to help some people make some extra money. So that's kind of like who I am, where we've been. Holy cow, I mentioned 1984. This is 2014. That looks like 30 years ago. I mean, I know I don't recall everything that happened in 1984 and 1985 because I was a different person then, but holy cow, it's been a long time. Well, a lot of things have happened in those 30 years. Number one, I'm no longer selling vacuums. We've been doing our home-based business through network leads and PM marketing for a real long time. We started radio shows as a result of this. I've been in and out of the industry lots of different times in lots of different capacities as company owner, vendor, all that stuff. But I really wanted to do something still on day one. What can I do to help people make the extra money that they needed, have a little bit more control of their lives? And that's one of the reasons why we built the Humongous Ad Network. Now, the humongous part is just part fun. I learned a long time ago, if you're having fun and you're making money and you're doing things the right way and there's no losers in the equation, that's a pretty good gig. Like, what else would you want? Would you want to have a miserable time and make a little bit of money and not help anybody? So, of course, what most people want to do is they want to have fun, they want to make money, they want to help themselves and other people as well. No losers in the equation. And I probably said those words hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, maybe even this month. So I thought, you know, relative to the word humongous, that's the fun part. But I always wanted to do something like a classified ad. See, if you open up your mind and your creativity, a classified ad could be almost like your own economy in reference to, well, wait a minute, I guess I could help people advertise their business by developing a classified ad site. I guess since it's my site, I would be able to charge for an ad and keep the money. And because there's a very low startup fee in the Humongous Ad Network, and because there's really not a whole high cost of goods like there might be in other businesses, this could be a very profitable business as well. So I took a look at a classified site and I said, you know, this is really kind of interesting. I can actually give my customers their own economy. They would pay us for the services, of course, but I can actually give them an opportunity to be able to have a lot more control of their life and be able to make that residual part-time or full-time income. And then therefore they can kind of build something for themselves on this World Wide Web. So the name Humongous came from the concept that I want to do something really big. The classified ad site was, what product could we do that would have some universal appeal that would be easy for people to use? And what about those people that wanted to use it and leverage those that resource in their traditional home-based business? See, there's a lot of people that do traditional home-based businesses that listen to our show and maybe do different things, and probably and hopefully more people will go back to at least having some kind of a home-based business like they might have had 300 years ago, 200 years ago. So classified ad site would actually be able to help any or all of those people with building that perhaps. Now, why do I say that? Let's expand your mind just a little bit, or a lot. Maybe it's already expanded relative to how would you use a classified ad site to leverage your efforts and be able to help other people in the same aspect. But whether you're giving away ads for free or charging them, most of the times when people are charging people for the ads, it's a nominal fee, just a little bit of money. So whether you're giving them away for free or you're charging them a reasonable rate, you're going to help them with what I call SAM, S-A-M, sales, advertising, and making money. Those are the things we kind of focus on. So you'll be able to help them with advertising as your classified, if you're the owner, if your classified ad starts to gain some popularity, as it would based on numerous ads being placed, people modifying, changing ads, the whole entire system developing traffic for your business as well. As your site starts to grow, you're going to benefit, of course, the people that are advertising as well as your own pocket. Next is going to be you could use that as a nice introduction tool. If you're in a home-based business, you probably would agree with what I'm going to say next. Your ability to build your business in any capacity, in any industry, is probably going to be in direct proportion to the number of entrepreneurs you have meaningful relationships with. Now, I'm going to come back after a little commercial break and kind of explain that one more time. So I'm just going to leave it there, and we'll repeat it on the other side. You building just about anything is going to be in direct proportion to the number of entrepreneurial relationships that are meaningful that you develop. So here we are. We're going to take a little station break. We'll be right back.
Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunities. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out What's Cooking with Mario. Listen to Mario Nardelli and hear his success story, starting with a young man in Italy to executive chef and restaurant owner, and eventually a successful home-based business entrepreneur. Then check the Bottom Line team and hear Shelley and Sandy improve the health and finances of thousands of others. That's two great examples, What's Cooking with Mario and the Bottom Line team. How about you? Contact us at buildingfortunesradio.com to learn how we can help you. Now, back to the show.
And again, welcome back. This is Peter Mingles. We are on Building Fortunes Radio. We are doing the Humongous Ad Network segment. Now, some people ask me about the word humongous, and I said, well, spell it just like it sounds. Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S, humongous. A long time ago when I was looking for, what are we going to do differently? I'm going to do something really big. I played around with different things. I took this stuff out of my head, started scribbling it down on paper. I wrote down the word humongous among the 5 bazillion other things that I was writing down. And I said, humongous, that's kind of like a fun word. If someone would say, do you want a small sandwich or a humongous sandwich? Most people would want a humongous sandwich if they weren't worried about the calories. If you said, what kind of a website would you want? Would you want a small, teeny-weeny, insignificant one, or would you want a humongous one? Well, in the network marketing business, where hype and over-promotion is almost like a staple part of the industry, false hype and over-promotion probably isn't good, but real enthusiastic stuff is totally okay. If I said to you, what would you want, a small business or humongous business, most people would say, I want a humongous one. So that's where we came up with the name. So back to my little story about the humongous and the product and the idea of having your own economy. So when we started to build this, we started to build this with the idea that, wait a minute, you would actually be able to have your own home-based business in place. And everybody's familiar with a classified site. They kind of exist online. They could be worldwide or local if you choose, but everybody on the planet who has access to the internet will be able to see it. And I figured, well, what a great way for us to be able to use this as also a leveraging tool. And we're talking about the value of other relationships with other employees, I'm sorry, entrepreneurs, as being a barometer of how strong your business will be. Well, if we take a look at your industry, how many entrepreneurs you are in friendly relationships with could really make a very big difference. Any one of those people could probably change the landscape of your business. Any one of those people that you have as an entrepreneur can probably change the landscape of your business, because one entrepreneur might know another entrepreneur that could put you in front of another entrepreneur that can do amazing things for you. So it's kind of neat how that stuff works, and that emphasizes or uses the old 6 degrees of separation concept that you'll be able to see up on the internet. It's just like there's lots of people, and especially now that they're connected, they could really make a big difference for you. So how are you going to gain those relationships with entrepreneurs? Some of the challenges in today's day and age, at least I think that are challenges, and maybe I'm in my own fishbowl and I'm totally out of contact with reality, but I don't think so. It seems like we have a lot of challenges today with focus. If you're an entrepreneur, you're dealing with all the different things that you have to deal with as an entrepreneur. Besides regular stuff, like regular everyday business, you have the challenges with the internet. If you're trying to drive business on the internet, you're dealing with all the things that might happen on the internet. Emails going out, newsletters you might promote, websites, security, weather, customers, all of those types of things. Being in business on the internet today is a full-time job. It's 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you got to deal with a lot of stuff. There has been, just every day, we had the most massive DDoS attacks on the internet. DDoS stands for dedicated denial of service attacks. We've had tons of challenges with security relative to companies, credit cards, and things along that line. Spammers, of course, are always clogging up email programs. People are always changing things based on the different browsers that they're using. Heck, if you're on the internet, it's a full-time job, just kind of dealing with all of the different rules, regulations, and everything else. And that has nothing to do with government regulations, the Affordable Care Act, increased taxes, increased everything. It's a challenging thing. Social networking, there's a new social networking tool probably that's rising up every day. So there's how in the world do you keep in touch or on track with all of those things? Being an entrepreneur every day is a real challenge. So, and also now, we're probably exposed to more things as far as commercials than ever before. So the entrepreneur today is, and that has nothing to do with the economy and the struggles that maybe some other people might be in, but the reality is always going to be is that it's busy. So I'm busy with salespeople calling me. I'm busy with my own salespeople that I'm kind of dealing with. I'm busy. I'm not really available for many distractions. What would be welcomed would be somebody that calls me up and says, hey, I'd like to help you, you know, build your business perhaps, and it not cost me a lot or not cost me a lot in time and or money. So I take a look at having my own classified ad site as being a great door opener, initial icebreaker, hook, whatever you want to call it, for a conversation with a fellow entrepreneur. So let me piece together the words that I just used. If I called somebody who I was impressed with, maybe I saw their YouTube video, maybe they're a reporter, maybe they're whatever, and as I opened up my statement by saying, hi, my name is Peter Mingles, and I own a classified ad network, you know, something like the typical ones you might be familiar with, we're not as big, but I really liked your blah, 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 YouTube video, or I really liked your postcard, or I really liked the way you handled yourself in that situation that I saw, or I liked the comment that you made somewhere else, and I'd love to be able to give you an advertisement, either for a little bit of money or for free. If I was having this kind of conversation, I'd probably say possibilities of exploring it for free to maybe give you a little bit more exposure. Now, as an entrepreneur, there's very few times someone has ever called me and said, I'd like to do something for free for you that might help you build your business. Would you like to talk to me? Anybody that probably said something like that, I'd probably at least lend them an ear. It would certainly prompt a question like, well, how do you mean, or what do you mean by that, or what were you planning on? And if he or she, meaning like you or me, were interesting to talk to, I would probably welcome the distraction. So instead of being distracted by something that would be distracting, I could now be distracted by something that could actually perhaps even maybe help me build my business. So I would be all ears. I'd say, well, what were you thinking about? Say, for instance, they saw my YouTube video. If you go to, all right, so here's a little plug, you know, youtube.com/networkleadsTV. Or if you go to networkleads.com/TV, you'll see some of the videos that we've done before. You can go to the Humongous Ads. Hey, why don't you do that? Why don't you go to Humongous, Humongous.com. If you go to humongous.com, you'll be able to see some of the different things that we do and the different tools. What if somebody stumbled upon that and they called me up and they said, I really like what you did with one of those Humongous Ads or one of those things, a radio show. You know, would it be okay if I kind of helped you promote it? And I would say, sure, well, what is it that you do? And you might say, we have a website that has ads in it, and we could put you in resources. If you want, I could even write the ad for you. There's probably enough information on the stuff that I see right over here. I could even put in some pictures. So with your permission, I can grab some pictures from the existing site that you have, or maybe even add some on my own. I could take that really cool YouTube video and use that as well, maybe give you some extra traffic. I could put that in the I could put your website in my classified ad space. So as a result of that, it would also help you with links to legitimate, active websites that have relevant content that changes on a regular basis. That would help you with your search engine popularity. And most of the times and situations, that's going to be really good for you. I can do a lot of things for you. And why would I do that? Because we're helping people become aware of building home-based businesses. Or the reason why I would do that is I'm trying to build my classified site, and the more classified ads I have, the better. Whatever the reason might be for you could help rationalize the reason for them on why you might want to do something at little or no cost. So for me, the relationship is everything. And once I have that relationship, I could probably always go back and then nourish that relationship. Not as a win-lose, but as a win-win. So having a resource of your own classified ad site is great for the introduction on a now it's not so cold call for most people. Now we're going to take a little commercial break. I'm going to come back on the other side. I will explain a little bit more about some of the examples specifically we have and then how we've extended it to the humongousadnetwork.com website. So here we go.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.
And we are back, Building Fortunes Radio. We are talking about our Humongous Ad Network segment and the product, what we call Humongous Ad Network or HumongousAds.com. And Humongous, if you remember, is spelled just like it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. I know I speak quickly, so I'll say it slowly, just like it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. So that's Humongous. And if you go to Humongous.com, you'll be able to see the different things that we do. So there's lots of cool reasons why I picked the name Humongous, but besides just being kind of neat, I did it because we do want to make it really big. Back to what I was referencing a little bit earlier. In one of the second segments, I think I mentioned that your business will grow in proportion directly to the relationships you have with other entrepreneurs. Regular people are probably going to come and go. Customers are going to come and go. Their loyalty or whatever is going to always be suspect, and they're loyal to their own things and not always necessarily loyal to your product or services. Your leadership usually is the one that sticks around. So although sometimes we say distributors or customers will come and go, your leadership has a tendency of sticking around. What I have found, when harnessed correctly, entrepreneurs like to help other entrepreneurs. There's a common ground, a common bond. Many times they don't look for favors, they're not looking for payments. They're looking to just kind of give you a good idea. You can take a good idea from an entrepreneur and turn it into a bazillion-dollar idea. And if you want those things reinforced, take care of the people. Even just a nice kind word like thank you means a lot to a fellow entrepreneur because we're kind of like kindred spirits of one another, if you will. We want to build up our relationships with those entrepreneurs. Why not give them something for free? I grew up in an Italian background, and I remember as a kid growing up, always when I was visiting somebody, we always had to bring something. Like you bring cake, you bring a dish, you bring a gift, you bring a something, you always bring something. I don't know if that still happens today as much as it used to way before, but in the traditional side, you always want to bring a gift. Well, in the Humongous Ad Network, if you had one of these, you would be able to always bring a gift. What is the best gift you can possibly give somebody who's trying to build a business? Free advertising. Free advertising would be huge. Most of the times, they have to spend for advertising. Pay-per-click, ads in newspapers, ads over here, ads over there. Wouldn't it be kind of neat if somebody could actually give them a break sometimes and give them some free advertising? So again, your approach or your appeal and your hook and all of those types of things relative to that is when you speak to somebody, you can say, I was really impressed with what you have online, and I'd like to be able to do something with you. Now, in a classified site, you can put up to 4 pictures in that ad. You can also add a YouTube video. We are not like the other big companies that have lots of rules and regulations, nor do we censor the content. So if you want to put a link to a website, go put a link to a website. If you want to promote something, go promote it, as long as it's legal and ethical and all those types of things, you know, not offending anyone. And when I say offending, I'm not talking about free speech. You know, I don't have to say the things. You already know what they would be if they were offensive. So besides those types of things, and coincidentally, most of our customers never do those types of things anyway, and probably yours too, what will happen is they'll get it some free advertising. They can put up pictures and content and make the content as long or short as they want. They can put in YouTube, and if it's your site, and you choose and you want to give them a second ad, go give them a second ad. Why not, right? The more ads you have in your classified site, the more it helps for lots of people. They could put one or many links in there for backlinking, and it could be at whatever you charge. In the classified ad section, you can also split up the categories that you want. So if you want to have something local or national or global, you certainly can. If you wanted to add another category because you specialize in something, you'll be able to do that as well. The Humongous Ad Network gives the owner of the Humongous Ad Network tons of creativity and provides the environment for them to do much better. What else would you do? Well, once you have these relationships with people, I guess you'd always have a reason to call them back. And not just to call them back to try to sell them something. Call them back perhaps to see if whatever ad they're running with you is proper, if it's still current. See if whatever ad you might be running for them is the best one you should be running for them. See if maybe they need something else. You'll always have a reasonable reason to stay in contact with people. And if you leverage your efforts by working with other people, many times you can say, who else do you think I should speak to? Or is there something else I can do to help? And if you do it and manage the distractions, this could be really a very good introduction tool for not only you, but also expand your mind. If you owned one of these, could you not extend that conversation to anyone else you have in your business? In the network marketing business, they sometimes use the term downline. Can you give it to your downline for them to be able to have the same conversation? Wow. Now, when you start to really think about that, and then you start to compound that with the statements I made a little bit earlier, your value is always going to be in direct proportion to the number of constructive and really good entrepreneurial relationships you have. You now have a wonderful tool that even other people subordinate to you in structure, as far as that was concerned, could also be able to use the same tool. It is probably one of the neatest, smartest, most creative things that you could ever use, and I thought about it a long time ago. We put it into practice a little bit over a year and a half maybe ago, and lots of people using it right now. There are some people, perhaps listening in, that are those wild-eyed, I-can-do-anything entrepreneurs, and then there's some other people that might have some limitations of time or of mind, or maybe there's other limitations where they say, you know, I like this, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it like really hog wild like you guys would do. And I would say, perfect, we have a solution. It's our Humongous Ad Network. So if you like this concept and you want to do something like this, you might even take a look at the Humongous Ad Network. Now, it sounds the way it spells, Humongous, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S, ad, network.com. So if you go to humongousadnetwork.com or just go to humongous.com and then click on the Humongous Ad Network, you'll be able to learn a little bit about our program. Our program is perfect for anybody that's interested in getting started as a home-based business. So it's actually where you get a chance to help sell ads on our different classified sites, not one that you own specifically, but it's one to give you opportunity to sell different ads on different sites that we have, and with our Humongous Ad Network, actually be able to keep all the money. So we have lots of opportunities to fulfill the promise that I had early on when I started this show, where I said I wanted to do something that could help more people become self-sufficient in good or bad economic times and give them the hope and the resources that they need to be able to live the lifestyle that would really turn them on. So this is Peter Mingle signing off. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio. We're on our Humongous Ad segment. Here we go.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for featured segments like What's Cooking with Mario, The Bottom Line Team, and coming soon, The Dr. Bob and Hannah Show. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.